Good morning, listeners. Today I would like to briefly continue with my podcast about honey pot. You see, it is very relevant to understand the other technical aspects in our in the fraud awareness. Okay, because for fraud awareness and fraud detection and prevention and all, it is highly necessary that we have knowledge about these technical issues related to the fraud control. See, honeypot. You see, in the context of cybersecurity, a honeypot is a decoy system or network that is intentionally designed to attract and deceive potential attackers. Okay? It is a security mechanism used to detect, deflect, or study unauthorized access to information systems. Thus, honeypots are typically deployed with the purpose of gaining insights into fraudster or attackers' methods, techniques, and motives. It just diverts his attention to the decoy. That is the idea behind creating these honeypots. It involves creating replica of the system or network components that are vulnerable to attacks but appear to be genuine and valuable to the hackers and fraudsters. So once an attacker interacts with the honeypot, their activities can be monitored, analyzed, and recorded, thereby providing useful information for improving security measures and developing countermeasures against attacks. So the data collected from honeypots can help security teams understand the attack vectors, identify vulnerabilities, track the progression of attacks, and enhance incident response capabilities. Thus, by diverting the potential threat towards a honeypot, organization can protect their actual systems and valuable information. Now, also it is relevant to understand how to create a honeypot in a cyber security. There are several steps involved. Let us generally understand some of them. How to go about this process? One is define the objectives. Determine the purpose of the honeypot. Is it to gather intelligence about attackers, detect malicious activities, or divert potential threats away from the system? So first, objective should be defined. Next, choose the type of honeypot. Decide on the type of honeypot that you want to create. There are various options, including low interaction and high interaction honeypots. Low interaction honeypots simulate only limited services or applications, while high interaction honeypots simulate complete systems, emulating the behavior of genuine assets. Next, select operating system and software. Choose the operating system such as Linux or Windows and the specific software applications you want to emulate within the honeypot environment. Select vulnerabilities that are most commonly targeted by attackers to make the honeypot more attractive. Next, prepare the environment. Set up a dedicated network segment for the honeypot, separate from your real production systems. Install the chosen operating system and configure it with a desired application and vulnerabilities. Configure monitoring tools. Implement monitoring tools to capture and analyze network traffic, system logs, and other relevant data. These tools can include intrusion detection systems and network sniffers or logging utilities. Implement deceptive components. Next, integrate elements within the honeypot environment that appear valuable or enticing to potential fraudsters and attackers. These may include fake files, user accounts, databases, or sensitive data. Okay? Then monitor and analyze. Continuously monitor the honeypot to track any access attempts or malicious activities. Analyze the gathered data to gain insights into attackers' behavior, tactics, and tools they employ. This information can be used to improve the overall security measures. And finally, update and adapt. Always, any systems or anything that you install, there should be a constant update and adaptation to them. So, regularly update the honeypot environment with new vulnerabilities, because there may be, if you plug one vulnerability, there may be another vulnerability, and so one should look after for those such issues also, and software updates or modifications to keep it realistic and up to date with the current threat landscape. Thus, it is crucial to note that deploying a honeypot carries risks such as accidental exposure or unauthorized access. See, everywhere there will be some risks involved. So one should try to minimize, if not eliminate, such risks. Therefore, it is recommended to carefully plan and consider the potential impacts before implementing it within your cyber security strategy. For these technical issues, one should take the help of the professionals in cyber security who can help and assist in putting these honeypots in place wherever needed. And finally, see, there are numerous tools available for setting up and managing honeypots in the cybersecurity. It is pertinent to just skip through some of the, just to go through some of these popular honeypots in the cybersecurity. Like Honeydew is an open source honeypot framework that allows users to create and configure multiple virtual honeypots on a network. Then DIONAEA, Dionea is a low interaction honeypot that primarily focuses on capturing and analyzing malware samples and exploits. See, these are all technical things, and these should be taken advice by the professionals of which is the best one suitable to the requirements. Then there is a KIPPO, KIPPO, is a medium interaction honeypot that emulates a Linux server specifying targeted SSH based attacks. Then there is something like GLASTOPF, okay? Glasstop is a web application honeypot designed to mimic and emulate vulnerable web applications. It captures HTTP requests and analyzes the techniques used by the attackers to gain unauthorized access to or exploit the vulnerabilities in the system. Then there is one more, CoWRIE, CoWRIE. CoWRIE is an SSH and Telnet honeypot that collects extensive information about malicious login attempts, brute force attacks, and command execution techniques employed by the attackers and fraudsters. Then there is THUG, THUG. THUG is a client-side honeypot that emulates vulnerable web browsers, allowing it to capture and analyze web-based attacks. The drive-by downloads and exploits delivered via malicious websites. Then lastly, there is one more tool like Elastic Honey. Elastic Honey is a honeypot engine based on the Elastic Stack, previously known as the ELK Stack. It is used to monitor and detect unauthorized access attempts to Elastic Search Servers. See, thus, these are highly technical, and what it is worthwhile to just at least to understand what are the tools that are used for fixing the putting these honey pots. Okay, these are just a very few examples of the honey pot tools, and there are many other available with different features and functions as needed by the organization, which a professional cyber security experts can implement and put it in force. So the choice of tool depends on the specific requirements and objectives of your honey pot deployment in cyber security and decided by the cyber security professionals. So with this brief introduction on what is honey pot, why it is where it is used, why it is used, what are the various tools of this honey pot, we'll give some insight into the technical aspects, because fraud detection and all is not just like that. It doesn't happen, and prevention and all, unless in a big and organization or a multinational organization and all this, it is much more complicated, and hence there one has to take the cybersecurity firms' assistance in putting in place and monitoring and updating all these various types of cybersecurity measures, and honeypot is one of them where the fraudsters or the attackers are diverted from the real thing to the this decoy site, and where the cybersecurity experts can monitor what is happening, who is the intruder, and things like that, and then control the vulnerabilities. Thank you and good day.